Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Jose Raj. It was at the age of 35 years, I was trying to find out the meaning of life. What's all happening? What's the purpose? What will happen after the death? Meanwhile, I used to listen to many Christian sermons and attend meetings, and I used to wonder what's all this about. Nothing gives any answer to the question that I was searching. Of course, I was brought up in the Catholic family, and I was doing all the rituals of the Catholic Church, the Mass, the confessions, as well as I was the first in the Sunday school examinations. But there was, I know that nothing I know about the eternity, or there is closeness or the love of God. Being a doctor, I used to see many people dying in the wards, and it really raised me anxiety about the whole aspect of life. What is it is serving? What's its meaning? And what is the whole problem or the pain of life? And finally, the ending like this. So that led me to the search of various ideologies and principles. And I was addicted to one of the sin, that is astrology. Because even in any functions, the priests look at the times and good times and those kind of things for any kind of functions at home. So I also thought that these are very elegant things to follow. And I used to read all the weekly magazines regarding the horoscopes and visited astrologers, the popular one in the Trivandrum city. And some of their predictions were true, but not many of them were wrong. Some of them put me strong anxieties because of the bad predictions. So as a faithful Catholic, I decided to confess this particular sin and get away forever. So I tried to find out one of the best preachers in that city. So I met him, and I made the intention that I want to confess. So he gave me the opportunity to confess. So I said, I'm following this, and I wanted to come out of this. So the priest looked at me, he asked, what are you doing? He said, I am a doctor, and he found out. And he said to me like this, God has made all the universe and the stars and everything. So there is nothing wrong in that follow-up. So I was totally broken. So I got an opposite answer. I got out of, and he also told, if you think that this is wrong, you can have one escape for this as a penance. You say one Our Father in heaven, as well as 40 Hail Mary full of grace, that rosary. I thought in my mind, I do not only 40, I'm doing hundreds, and I pray to Saint Anthony and all these things. So I got out of this confession area, and I left the Catholic Church and found it is totally wrong. So that made me the enthusiasm for the search. I joined a yoga group and started doing very strict to that program, but nothing happened. Again, read so many books, nothing happened. Meanwhile, the doctor has sent a book through my wife to read one particular book. So it was kept near my table, but I never opened. Whenever my wife asks, why don't you read it? The doctor is asking, the friend is asking. I said, I know who Jesus is. I am a very staunch Catholic. I do things very perfectly. I am not going to read. But one day, I thought, I will read, open and read it. So the two others helped me to lead to salvation, which I never knew, which I never heard most of the speakers stressing the point. One of the name of the book is Peace to You by P.G. Varghese, and another one is by our dear brother from Vellore, the Stanley. So that's the books about the salvation. How the exchange took place. I never knew that Jesus died for me. I never knew that Jesus was the propitiation for my sins. I never knew that he was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of peace was upon you. And because of his stripes, I am healed in the spirit, mainly. He died for my sin in my place. I had to be that place, but he took it for me. That substitutionary death, I never, never knew it. Nobody taught about it. While I was a medical officer, at the age of 35, that is just before I was born again, many Pentecostals approached me to get a permission to distribute the tracts. When they approached me and they know that I have a Christian name, they asked me, are you baptized? I said, I already baptized. I know who Jesus is. And sometimes I used to read those tracts, but in these tracts, I found that this true gospel is missing. They talk about Jesus doing miracles, this and that. And they will also introduce the terminology, Jesus can solve all your problems. He is the final solution. I used to wonder, what is this? This is not a gospel. I never knew the gospel after reading these tracts. It is missing. So also attended at the same time, at that point of time, that is around the age of 35 before I was born again, meetings, that the sinner's prayer. I used to wonder, as a Catholic, I knew all these things, sinner's prayer. Many times I pray this, but I never knew the salvation. I never knew the substitutionary death of the Lord Jesus Christ. What I want to say is that there are many people working in the field, in the God's field. But I very carefully listen to these people who are doing the God's work. But usually they miss this substitutionary death of the Lord. There may be sinner's prayer, there may be wonders, there may be this and that. They never talk about how I was reconciled to God the Father through Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the whole chapter about the reconciliation ministry. And just the words which I have spoken before from Isaiah 53, 4 to 7, how he exchanged the punishment of my sins on him and how I was justified. 1 John chapter 4, verses 10, how he became a propitiation for my sins, as well as how I was justified because of his sinless life on this earth, as well as he died as well as he rose from the death. That is, when I believe that, I am justified in front of the court. That knowledge, I missed it. And usually I don't hear this. Of course, people say, Jesus died and rose. Then a sinner's prayer. But many times I see people missing this substitutive death. That is where I lost. So at this point I want to make is we have to be very careful in giving the gospel, the substituted death of the Lord, the word of God preached, so that it touches our heart, leading to a repentance. The grace, saved by grace, that is the grace, the substitution death of the Lord Jesus Christ. That knowledge, the great blessing, that's the greatest blessing. And through faith, because of the grace, through faith, I am saved, not by any works. That is the greatest blessing. That is the greatest miracle in my life. And this is my testimony. Thank you.